Now, what do Sebastian Barry, Elaine Feeney and Sally Rooney all have in common? Well, they're just some of the Irish authors who've previously been longlisted for the Booker Prize. And we could ask you, what do Sarah Jessica Parker and Roddy Doyle have in common? Well, they're both judges this year in the Booker Prize, and in the last few weeks they've been sharing their enthusiasm for their job.
I've never been in a book club, and quite often when I talk about books I've read with other people, it's people in the books industry I'm talking to. I think the judges, the other judges, are a great gang of people. I really enjoy their company.
It's really exciting, and I'm so look forward in the days closer to deliberation, what will be revealed. I'm always so excited to hear from my fellow jurors. I love hearing their thoughts about books.
That's Donegal local and Booker Prize judge Sarah Jessica Parker. And today, authors will be nervously waiting to find out if they've made it to this year's long list. Author and editor at The Gloss, Adele Coffey, joins us now to talk more about it. Adele, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Remind us about the Booker Prize. What is it and why is it so important?
Well, it is it's probably the best known prize in the books industry, and it gives anyone who wins it or who is even shortlisted for it what they call the Booker bounce, which means your sales go up phenomenally, your career is pretty much made. It's been running for 55 years, was set up in 1969, and Ireland really punches above its weight when it comes to the Booker Prize. We've had 38 Irish writers recognised in the prize history, 20 on the shortlist and 5 who have won it, which makes us sort of the most successful nation per head, I think, on the Booker Prize. Paul Lynch obviously won it in 2023 with his novel Prophet Song, and that was actually a record high for Ireland when we had 4 authors on the long list. That was Elaine Feeney, as you mentioned, Sebastian Barry, Paul Murray and Paul Lynch. So we can hope that we'll have some Irish authors on the shortlist today.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Yeah, let's talk about who's in the running from Ireland and abroad, but let's, I suppose, focus on the Irish ones first.
Yeah, so Belfast writer Wendy Erskine seems to be a real hot favourite with her debut novel, The Benefactor. She's best known for her short story collections. This is her debut novel, and it's about 3 mothers and 3 sons, and it sort of centres around a sexual assault allegation. Also, Elaine Feeney is back with another novel this year, Let Me Go Mad In My Own Way. You'd have to expect her to be on the long list. Roisin O'Donnell, Nesting. That's a story about a woman who was trying to leave her marriage and start over. And again, that was a really, really popular one with readers. Other ones, Colm McCann, his novel Twist, I'd expect that to be on the long list. Very topical novel as well, about underwater cables. Sarah Moss's Ripeness, which again, another topical novel, a story about identity that sort of takes in the west of Ireland and refugees. We've got new novels coming from John Banville and Hugo Hamilton in September, and they would be in contention, even though they're not published yet under the rules. And also some wild cards. I think Cara Maxwell, who's a debut novelist from, she's based in Sligo, Sugartown, that's going to be published by One World, who has had 3 winners already, including Paul Lynch. They seem to be able to pick winners. So I would love to see her there.
And how many get on the long list?
It's called the Booker Dozen, but you can go to 13. So it's 12 or 13.
A Booker Dozen, we'll call it. And so so what's happening today, and when will we find out who's made it?
So it'll be announced online at 2:00 today. And I think there'll be a lot of nervous writers patiently awaiting. But in terms of international authors, I'd expect to see Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie there with Dream Count, a very big name and a great book that you'd expect to be on the shortlist too.
And we mentioned there 2 of the judges, Sarah Jessica Parker and our very own our very own Sarah Jessica Parker, who's
we're claiming them all now.
Holidaying in Donegal, and Roddy Doyle. They must have great fun reading these books and getting together to talk about them.
Oh, look, wouldn't you just love to be in that room? And especially the other authors as well, Kylie Reid, Ayobami Adebayo and Chris Power. It just must be the best book club in the world. And obviously, Sarah Jessica Parker is known for her role in Sex and the City, but she actually runs her own literary imprint. She's a big reader. And for anyone who follows her on Instagram, they'll be aware that she's always recommending books. And I think she actually got on the judging panel because she sort of half jokingly commented, "Oh, please let me have a go," or something like that when they announced the next prize. Yeah,
sometimes you have to be bold. Adele Coffey,
I might have to try that myself next year.
Yeah, do. There's your opportunity now. Thanks for joining us, Adele Coffey, author and editor of The Gloss, and the Booker Prize list will be out at 2:00 this afternoon.